Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Tipperary Local Community Development Committee are in the process of developing a three-year migrant integration strategy for the county. Now, the purpose of this is to make Tipperary a more welcoming and inclusive place, to deliver services in a way that caters for all cultures and eliminate all forms of discrimination and intolerance. Now, to tell me more about this, I'm glad to be joined by Margot Hayes of Tipperary County Council. Margot, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
Good to talk to you today. The first question posed is, how can we make Tipperary a more inclusive place? But do I read into that and think maybe we're not as inclusive as we should be?
Well, I suppose, like, we have about just less than 10% of the population of the county are migrants. So I suppose really it's about reaching out to that community a little bit more and I suppose hearing their voice. So it's not that we're not inclusive, but it's really about, I suppose, as I said, ensuring that that community have input into our policies and that they have the mechanisms to participate so that I suppose we can better meet their needs through the way we deliver our services. And I suppose the first part of that is finding out what those needs are, and that's where we're at the consultation phase of the process at the moment.
Mm. We could probably guess on an awful lot of these answers, Margot.
Yeah, absolutely. We could, but at the same time, I suppose there is a responsibility on policymakers, you know, not to be guessing, but to actually go out and speak to people. Because even, I suppose, to date, I have been, you know, when you hear about the issues, they're obvious, but because we're so embedded in our own culture, sometimes we can't really see beyond that, and we can't see, you know, maybe as clearly as we'd like, you know, the way other people might view things. And I suppose some of the norms that we have as Irish people wouldn't be norms for that community, and it's probably a little bit difficult for us to really understand that until we actually go out and have the conversations and ask people.
And the migrants that you're making reference to here, are these, where are these people?
Well, right across the county, and they're very, very diverse in their own right. So it's not one group of people. I suppose we have it broadly divided into three groups, as in we have those that are in direct provision or the international protection now. In, you know, there's the Centre for Inverse Cain and Carrigan Shore. There's the Syrian resettlement. But I suppose the largest group really are the economic migrants. So they would, you know, be made up of your Eastern Europeans, you know, Asian, African, Middle East, people from South America, Romanian. And they're based, I suppose, in terms of the economy in Tipperary. You know, I suppose day to day we meet people in the hospitality, in the retail sector, a large sector of healthcare in the county. Also, I suppose, meat processing, the agriculture and equine sector. So right across the county, I suppose we have noticed that they are drawn to more urban areas. So I think, again, probably a cultural thing that they prefer to live in towns than the rural areas.
Yes.
So, well, I suppose just under 10%, I think it's 9.9% of the 9.98% of the population in Tipperary is made up of non-Irish. It's kind of like 15% in the towns and 5% in the rural areas. So right across the county is the answer.
Now, so some of the people involved, they might be very careful because of their background about giving a lot of information to a local authority or to a government as they might see it. What do you do to protect them?
Well, I suppose one of the main kind of methodologies or mechanisms for gathering information is through the survey we have designed. So you'll find it on tipperarycoco.ie/multicultural/survey. And that's completely anonymous. So, and, you know, I suppose there's a little bit at the beginning around the ethics around it. So they can fill in the information that, and we can assure them they don't have to leave their name at the end of it. They don't have to leave an email address. Now, they can if they like. And the reason we're saying that they can is for some of them, they might like to be engaged in the process as it goes on. If we're running an intercultural day, they might like to be invited. And if they do choose to leave their email address, then we will be able, I suppose, in some ways, that's nearly the beginning of a migrant forum for the county. That people
And that's the ideal situation, isn't it?
Exactly. But again, it's completely up to them. As you said, some of them, you know, might not be happy, you know, giving their real, you know, their real views on things. So they can absolutely remain completely anonymous, totally up to them.
Right. And, you know, we keep hearing about GDPR issues nowadays as well, Margot. I mean, I presume you have all the ducks in a row where that's concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's why at the end of the survey, you know, you will see that if they leave their name and their email address, it's totally GDPR compliant.
Very good indeed. Now, not everybody has access, of course, to your website and stuff, so can you get around that in some way, for example?
I suppose it's not the only way we're actually engaging with people. We also are doing focus groups. In fact, I'm meeting a group of nurses from Kerala in Italy, in India, this morning in Nina. We're also working through the nursing homes. I've a very good consultant or facilitator, Suanne O'Donnell. Some of you might know Suanne.
Yes.
Engaged, so she's very skilled. So she's meeting people through the nursing homes. We're engaging people through every forum possible. I suppose we'll be looking at working through the meat factories, the hospitals, as I said, the nursing homes, Corlin and Hogue, and the local enterprise office, actually, because a lot of migrants are very enterprising. They're really supportive of us as well. So it's not the only thing they can do through the survey. We also have got postcards printed, which we'll be leaving in shops and industry. I suppose we're trying every mechanism, really, to reach out to people, you know.
Is this something that is just the Tipperary local authority, or is this happening around the country, Margot?
You know what? Most local authorities will have a migrant integration strategy, and there is a national migrant integration strategy, and one of the actions in that is that local authorities would develop one. I suppose, as well as coming from the local authority, this is coming from the Local Community Development Committee. I know you said that in your introduction. The Local Community Development Committee is actually a multi-agency. So it has the HSE, the ECB, the Department of Social Protection, CHAGIS, the Local Enterprise Office on it as well. And that really, I suppose, increases our power or our remit to respond to the needs of the migrant communities. Because I imagine, and we're even hearing already, there's issues coming in around education. You know, maybe just understanding the Irish education system is an issue for some. So it really, it's not just the local authority. So, you know, it helps us to all the other agencies to respond effectively to the needs of this community.
Now, this is coming on a day when we're reading in our newspapers this morning that, you know, an investigation has found that a number of child protection shortcomings in direct provision, for example, where the people being spoken to didn't have a proper notion of their rights, Margot. And that's so important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Totally fine. And I imagine, you know, those were very much at the early stage of this consultation process. The survey only went live last week. But I imagine some of those needs are going to come out. And it's, you know, as well as the consultation process, it's really important that those are responded to effectively. Because, you know, I suppose the, you know, when we have the migrant integration strategy written, we need to be actually able to deliver on what people are saying to us.
Which is very important indeed. And you want communities to buy into this, of course, as well, you know.
I mean,
that's the secret of it, I guess. The link to the survey then, Margot, is what?
It's www.tipperarycoco.ie/multicultural/survey. But if you go on the Tipperary County Council website, it's on the very front page, up on the top right-hand corner. You can just click on it. Just a very interesting thing you were saying there about communities. I suppose I work in the community sector, and we don't see a huge amount of like funding applications coming in from this community. So there's a specific part of the survey and the focus groups looking at engagement with sport groups, with community council, with tidy towns, with parents association, that sort of thing, because I suppose it's very important those groups reach out to this community. Like when we talk about social inclusion, it's not just about saying, you know, my door is open, they can come in. It really is about actually being proactive in welcoming people in and reaching out to them, and that is what social inclusion is about. So
are you saying that there's strands of funding out there that may be available?
Well, there's funding for all community groups, yes. I suppose, like, and, you know, we have very, very good community organisations in the county, and we have an excellent public participation network as well in County Tipperary. So, like, we have the Community Enhancement Programme, and then there's larger grants like LEADER, I suppose, and Town and Village Renewal and Outdoor Recreation Infrastructure Scheme and CLOR. But we see quite poor take-up, actually, with migrants going for these and right. It's probably, you know, the way in Ireland, that kind of ground-up community development is part of our culture. Mm-hmm. So we're inclined to form committees and get involved in community councils. And, you know, some of the way infrastructure is delivered in the county, like whether it's a playground or walking tracks, they tend to be a community group that gets together, you know, with fundraisers. We apply for funding. So I think maybe some of these countries that don't have that kind of draw towards community, maybe it's our background and things like Muintinatíre and Machinafirma, we come from that place. So again, I think there's probably a little bit of awareness and education needed.
And as you said earlier on, I mean, all the more reason then for some form of migrant form.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's why I really am hoping that we will get a cohort out of this that want to engage with the process in the long term. So, you know, and people are absolutely, they can remain anonymous, and I'd imagine a lot of people will. You know, I am hoping that just through our linkages, through the consultation process, we'll get to know people that really want to be part of this integration process into the years ahead.
All right. Margot, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. Good morning to you. Margot Hayes there of Tipperary County Council. And again, if you want to have a look at that multicultural survey, it's tipperaryco.ie/multicultural-survey, 1800 938 007.